请我们打开圣经启示录第二章。
Let's turn our Bibles open to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章，我们由第十八节开始读。
Revelation chapter 2 will begin with verse 18.
十八节他们说，你要写信给推雅推拉教会的使者，说那眼目如火焰，脚像光明同的神之子，说我知道你的行为、爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，又知道你末后所行的善事比起初所行的更多。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。我曾给他悔改的机会，他却不肯悔改他的淫行。看啊，我要叫他病卧在床，那些与他行淫的人若不悔改所行的，我也要叫他们同受大患难。我又要杀死他的同党类，叫众教会知道我是那察看人肺腑心肠的，并要照你们的行为报应你们各人。至于你们推雅推拉其余的人，就是一切不从那教训、不晓得他们素上所说撒旦深奥之理的人，我告诉你们，我不将别的担子放在你们身上，但你们已经有的总要持守，直等到我来。
Beginning with verse 18, Revelation chapter 2. And to the angel of the church of Thyatira write, The Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like burnished bronze, says this, I know your deeds, and your love, and faith, and service, and perseverance, and that your deeds of late are greater than at first. But I have this against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and she teaches and leads my bondservants astray, so that they commit acts of immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent, and she does not want to repent of her immorality. Behold, I will cast upon her a bed of sickness, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of her deeds. And I will kill her children with pestilence, and all the churches will know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your deeds. But I say to you, the rest who are in Thyatira, who do not hold this teaching, who have not known the deep things of Satan, as they call them, I place no other burden upon you. Nevertheless, what you have, hold fast until I come.
好，我们圣经暂时读到呢一节。
We'll end our scriptural reading for now here.
我们再一次低头祈祷。
Once again, let's come together in a word of prayer.
感谢我们的主，你又让我们相聚在你的面前。
We thank you, Lord, for once again you have gathered us together before you.
求主藉着你的圣灵在我们中间向我们讲说话。
May you speak to us through the Holy Spirit that is here.
主啊，打开我们的心眼。
Open our inner eyes.
开我们的耳朵。
Open our ears.
让我们听见主你自己的话。
Permit for us to hear your very words.
让我们明白主你自己的心肠。
And that we might be able to understand your desire.
求主向我们施怜悯。
Have mercy upon us, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 我们刚才所读的那段的圣经，
In the passage of scripture that we just read,
是神向在启示录里面向七个教会所写的那几封的书信中间的一段。
It is the revelation given by God to the seven churches. This is one of the letters that's written to the seven churches.
这一封信是给一个教会叫做推雅推拉的教会。
This letter was written specifically to the church in Thyatira.
而且呢，它是向这个推雅推拉教会的使者来提出这个
Specifically, it is written to the angel of the church at Thyatira.
好似我哋以前读过嘅神向以弗所嘅教会嘅使者讲说话一样。
Just as we, in the past we have studied and saw how God spoke to the angel of the church at Ephesus.
呢一度神同样嘅提到咁样样嘅话。
Here in this particular letter, God mentions a similar matters.
就喺第二十节嗰度，佢话有一件事我要责备你。
And this is recorded in verse 20. Specifically, it says, "But I have this against you."
我曾经同弟兄姊妹提过，中文嗰度话要责备呢个字系讲得好客气嘅。
As I have shared in the past, the Chinese translation of being against you, that particular character, is stated in a very polite way.
但是在英文其他的翻译里面，那句说话呢，就是很不简单。
But in other translations, whether it's in English or other translations, the word has much more strength.
他说我要反对你。
Because in this essence it says, I want to, I'm against you or I oppose you.
神反对这件事情。
That God is in opposition to this one particular thing.
就不是说，哎呀，我不赞成这件事，或者我，不想你做这件事。
It's not just
that簡單。
It's not so simple to say, well, I don't really agree, or I really would prefer for you not to be involved with this matter.
而这一件的事，中文也是翻一件事情，但是其他的英文的翻译也都翻译到那些事情。
Now, in the Chinese translation, it explicitly states that God is in opposition to this one thing. In other translations, it's implied that it's talking about one specific matter.
所以在中文的翻译里面呢，有一些是很准确的，就是讲那件事情。
So if you read the Chinese translation, it varies. On one hand, it is very specific because it tells you that God is against one thing.
这个是很对的，但是他跟着又很客气地说，我闹你的这件事，这样。
So that is correct. It is written in the correct spirit. But then it follows by saying that God is prefer not or would rather not have this to rebuke the church. So that is not as strong as it should be.
其实真正在那个意思就是说，那一件唯一那一件事情，神非常非常的不愿意在他们中间来发生。
But the bottom line is that this one particular matter that is evident amongst them is something that God is totally in opposition to.
他说这一件事是说什么呢？他说这一件事是我要反对你的，你就是说你容让那个自称是先知的妇人耶洗别。
And so what is this matter that God is referring to? And so we read from the text that God has this in opposition, which is that they are tolerating the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and she's teaching and leading people astray.
推雅推拉的教会，他们是在启示录里面是被神来责备的一个教会。
Now, the church at Thyatira is admonished by God.
而且是受责备得最厉害的一个。
And in fact, the judgment actually is one of the heaviest that's laid out in the seven letters to the seven churches.
不似得呢，以弗所的教会神都是责备他们。
In direct contrast to the church at Ephesus, God also admonished them.
以弗所的教会神就说，你失离去了起初的爱心。
And it was an admonishment to say that the church at Ephesus had left their first love.
但是推亚推拉的教会呢，他们做了一件什么事情，要神要责备他们呢？
But for the church at Thyatira, what is it that they have done that caused this admonition from God?
就是说他们将主的见证代表错了。
What they have done is they have replaced the testimony of the Lord to misrepresent it.
将人带入去错误的里面,
and have led people astray.
所以神说,那件事我要绝对地反对你。
And so God says explicitly that he is in total opposition to this.
今天教会在这里, 这个推拿推拿的教会,他们容让一些不是神的事情放在教会的中间。
The church at Thyatira has permitted or has tolerated for those matters which are not of God to be included into the matters of God.
而那些仍是神所不容许的。
Not only that these things are not of God, but these things are opposed by God. It says here specifically that there is someone there who proclaims themselves to be a prophetess. Her name is Jezebel. I don't know if that individual specifically was living at that specific point in time in the church of Thyatira.
但是在旧约的圣经里面,我们看到这个耶洗别是一个怎样的人?
But we see Jezebel as described in the Old Testament. What was that description?
但是如果你回去,你慢慢地看,看列王记上,由16章一直看到21章,你就看到这个人,这个耶洗别。
If brothers and sisters take the time when you return home, you can read through from 1 Kings, from chapter 16 through chapter 20. You will see this individual mentioned.
耶洗别是阿哈,这个以色列王的妻子来。
Now, Jezebel was actually the queen of the king of Israel at that time.
而这个女人是从西顿在外邦地娶了她回来。
She was a Gentile that was brought into the kingdom.
啊, 这个女人引诱以色列人,
and so this individual was a temptress for the nation of Israel.
去叫他们去敬拜巴力, 就是外邦的神,
and caused them to worship idols.
不单止去拜外邦的神, 还反对耶和华神,
not only just to worship this false god, an idol, but also to be in opposition to God Jehovah.
又杀害耶和华神的先知,
and went going further to kill the prophets of God.
他所做的一切的事情引出来一个结果呢?
And in totality, the things that she had done brought forth one particular conclusion.
就是将神换了, 将在人心里面,神有个地位改变了。
And that was to change the place of God in the people's heart.
将本来不是属神的,用来敬拜。
It is actually to replace the place of God in people's heart, so that those things which are not of God have now taken the place of God in the people's heart.
在启示录这里,我不知道是不是讲有一个人是这样的名字的人。
So in Revelation, here in the specific reference, I'm not quite sure if this is pointing to specifically an individual by that name who was alive at that time.
但是这个耶洗别的灵,却是在当时那个教会里面。
But nevertheless, the spirit of Jezebel was present in that particular church.
读圣经的人都这么说,推雅推拉教会那段的时期,或者这个教会是代表着天主教。
Many scholars interpret the Bible to say that the time of the Church of Thyatira represents the influence of the Catholic faith.
都不是influence,直接是在那时候他们就转变成罗马天主教。Actually,
it's more than just the influence, but rather that it's saying the Church of God has now taken on the teachings of the Catholic faith as the teaching, primary teaching.
大家都知道这个罗马天主教他们的问题在哪里?
The Roman Catholics, do we brothers and sisters understand where their shortcoming is?
最大的问题,他们就说,第一就是与世界联合。
The first is that there are shortcomings. The first being that they have aligned themselves with the world.
第二就是拜偶像。
The second problem or shortcoming is that they have now they espouse idol worship.
第一,他们与这个政治,这个世界,金钱联合在一起。
First and foremost, let's turn our Bibles open to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章, 我们由第18节开始读。
Revelation chapter 2 will begin with verse 18.
18节那里说,你要写信给推雅推拉教会的使者,说那眼目如火焰,脚像光明同的神之子说,我知道你的行为,爱心,信心,勤劳,忍耐,又知道你末后所行的善事,比起初所行的更多。然而,有一件事我要责备你, 就是你用让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫吃祭偶像之物。我曾给他悔改的机会，他却不肯悔改他的淫行。看啊，我要叫他病卧在床。那些与他行淫的人，若不悔改所行的，我也要叫他们同受大患难。 我又要杀死他的党内叫众教会知道我是那察看人肺腑心肠的，并要照你们的行为报应你们各人。至于你们推亚推拉其余的人，就是一切不从那教训、不晓得他们素常所说撒旦深奥之理的人，我告诉你们，我不将别的担子放在你们身上，但你们已经有的
Beginning with verse 18, Revelation chapter 2. And to the angel of the church of Thyatira write, the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like burnished bronze, says this, I know your deeds, and your love, and faith, and service, and perseverance, and that your deeds of late are greater than at first. But I have this against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and she teaches and leads my bondservants astray, so that they commit acts of immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent, and she does not want to repent of her immorality. Behold, I will cast upon her a bed of sickness, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of her deeds. And I will kill her children with pestilence, and all the churches will know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your deeds. But I say to you, the rest who are in Thyatira, who do not hold this teaching, who have not known the deep things of Satan, as they call them, I place no other burden upon you. Nevertheless, what you have, hold fast until I come. We'll end our scriptural reading for now here. Once again, let's come together in a word of prayer. We thank you, Lord, for once again you have gathered us together before you. May you speak to us through the Holy Spirit that is here. Open our inner eyes. Open our ears. Permit for us to hear your very words. And that we might be able to understand your desire. Have mercy upon us, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
In the passage of Scripture that we just read,
在启示录里面向七个教会所写的那几封的书信中间的一段。It
is the revelation given by God to the seven churches one of the church, this is one of the letters that's written to the seven churches.
这封信是给一个教会叫做推雅推拉的教会。
This letter was written specifically to the church in Thyatira.
以前呢，佢系向呢个推雅推拉教会嘅使者嚟到提出呢个呢啲嘅一啲嘅话。
Specifically, it is written to the angel of the church at Thyatira.
好似我哋以前读过嘅神向以弗所嘅教会嘅使者讲说话一样。Just
as we, in the past we have studied and saw how God spoke to the angel of the church at Ephesus.
呢一度神同样嘅提到咁样样嘅话。Here
in this particular letter, God mentions a similar similar matters.
就喺第二十节嗰度，佢话。 有一件事我要责备你。
This is recorded in verse 20. Specifically, it says, "But I have this against you."
我曾经同弟兄姊妹提过，中文嗰度话要责备呢个字系讲得好客气嘅。As
I have shared in the past, the Chinese translation of being against you, that particular character, is stated in a very polite way.
但是在英文其他翻译的里面那句说话就是很不简单。But
in other translations, whether it's in English or other translations, the word has much more strength.
他说我要反对你。Because
in this essence it says, I want to, I'm against you or I oppose you.
神反对这件事情。
That God is in opposition to this one particular thing.
就唔係話，哎呀，我唔贊成呢樣嘢，或者我唔想你做呢樣嘢。
It's not just
冇咁簡單啦。It's
not so simple to say, well, I don't really agree, or I really would prefer for you not to be involved with this matter.
而呢一件嘅事，中文亦都係翻一件事情，但係其他嘅英文嘅翻譯，亦都翻譯到話。
Now, in the Chinese translation, it explicitly states that God is in opposition to this one thing. In other translations, it's implied that it's talking about one specific matter.
So, in Chinese translation,
So, if you read the Chinese translation, it varies. On one hand, it is very specific because it tells you that God is against one thing.
这个是很对的，但是他跟着又很客气地说，我骂你的这件事，这样。So
that is correct. It is written in the correct spirit. But then it follows by saying that God is prefer not or would rather not have this to rebuke the church. So that is not as strong as it should be.
真正喺嗰個意思就話，嗰一件唯一嗰一件事情，神非常非常嘅唔願意喺佢哋中間嚟發生。But
the bottom line is that this one particular matter that is evident amongst them is something that is God is totally in opposition.
佢話呢一件事係講乜嘢呢？佢話呢一件事係我要反對你嘅，你就係話你容讓。
And so what is this matter that God is referring to? And so we read from the text that God has this in opposition, which is that they are tolerating the woman Jezebel who calls herself a prophetess and she's teaching and leading people astray.
那推雅推拉的教会他们是在启示录里面是被神来责备的一个教会。
Now, the church at Thyatira is admonished by God. And in fact, the judgment actually is one of the heaviest that's laid out in the seven letters to the seven churches.
不像以弗所的教会神都是责备他们。
In direct contrast to the church at Ephesus, God also admonished them.
以弗所的教会神就说你失离去了起初的爱心。
And it was an admonishment to say that the church at Ephesus had left their first love.
但是推雅推拉的教会呢,他们做了什么事情,神要责备他们呢?
But for the church at Thyatira, what is it that they have done that caused this admonition from God?
就是说他们将主的见证代表错了。
What they have done is they have replaced the testimony of the Lord to misrepresent it. And have led people astray.
所以神说,
and so God says explicitly that He is in total opposition to this.
今天教会在这里,这个推拉推拉的教会,他们容让一些不是神的事情放在教会的中间。
The church at Thyatira has permitted or has tolerated for those matters which are not of God to be included into the matters of God. Not only that these things are not of God, but these things are opposed by God. It says here specifically that there is someone there who proclaims themselves to be a prophetess. Her name is Jezebel.
我不知道这个耶洗别是不是在当时的推雅推拉里面的一个人。
I don't know if that individual specifically was living at that specific point in time in the church of Thyatira.
但是在旧约的圣经里面,我们看到这个耶洗别是一个怎样的人。
But we see Jezebel as described in the Old Testament. What was that description?
但是如果你回去,你慢慢看,看列王记,从16章一直看到21章,你就看到这个人,这个耶洗别。
If brothers and sisters take the time when you return home, you can read through from 1 Kings from chapter 16 through chapter 20. You will see this individual mentioned.
耶洗别是阿哈以色列王的妻子来的。
Now, Jezebel was actually the queen of the king of Israel at that time.
而这个女人是从西顿在外邦地娶了她回来。
She was a Gentile that was brought into the kingdom.
啊, 这个女人引诱以色列人,
and so this individual was a temptress for the nation of Israel.
去叫他们去敬拜巴力, 就是外邦的神,
and caused them to worship idols.
不单止去拜外邦的神, 还反对耶和华神,
not only just to worship this false god, an idol, but also to be in opposition to God Jehovah. And went going further to kill the prophets of God. And in totality, the things that she had done brought forth one particular conclusion.
就是将神换了, 将在人心里面,
and that was to change the place of God in the people's heart.
将本来不是属神的, 用来来敬拜,
it is actually to replace the place of God in people's heart, so that those things which are not of God have now taken the place of God in the people's heart.
在启示录这里, 我不知道是不是讲有一个人是这样的名的人。
So in Revelation, here in the specific reference, I'm not quite sure if this is pointing to specifically an individual by that name who was alive at that time.
但是这个耶洗别的灵,却是在当时那个教会里面。
But nevertheless, the spirit of Jezebel was present in that particular church.
读圣经的人都这么说,推雅推拉教会那段的时期,或者这个教会是代表着天主教。
Many scholars interpret the Bible to say that the time of the church of Thyatira represents the influence of the Catholic faith.
都不是influence,直接是在那时候,他们就转变成罗马天主教。Actually,
it's more than just the influence, but rather that it's saying the church of God has now taken on the teachings of the Catholic faith as the teaching, primary teaching.
大家都知道, 这个罗马天主教, 他们的问题在哪里?
The Roman Catholics, do we, brothers and sisters, understand where their shortcoming is?
最大的问题, 他们就说, 第一就是与世界联合。
The first is that there are shortcomings. The first being that they have aligned themselves with the world.
第一就是拜偶像。
The second problem or shortcoming is that they have now they espouse idol worship.
第一,他们与这个政治,这个世界,金钱,
First and foremost,
请我们打开圣经启示录第二章。
Let's turn our Bibles open to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章, 我们由第18节开始读。
Revelation chapter 2 will begin with verse 18.
18节那里说 然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫吃祭偶像之物。我曾给他悔改的机会，他却不肯悔改他的淫行。看啊，我要叫他病卧在床，那些与他行淫的人。 若不悔改所行的，我也要叫他们同受大患难。 撒旦深奥之理的人，我告诉你们，我不将别的担子放在你们身上，但你们已经有的，总要持守，直等到我来。Beginning
with verse 18, Revelation chapter 2. And to the angel of the church of Thyatira write, The Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like burnished bronze, says this, I know your deeds, and your love, and faith, and service, and perseverance, and that your deeds of late are greater than at first. But I have this against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and she teaches and leads my bondservants astray, so that they commit acts of immorality, and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent, and she does not want to repent of her immorality. Behold, I will cast upon her a bed of sickness, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of her deeds. And I will kill her children with pestilence, and all the churches will know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your deeds. But I say to you, the rest who are in Thyatira, who do not hold this teaching, who have not known the deep things of Satan, as they call them, I place no other burden upon you. Nevertheless, what you have, hold fast until I come. We'll end our scriptural reading for now here. Once again, let's come together in a word of prayer. We thank you, Lord, for once again you have gathered us together before you. May you speak to us through the Holy Spirit that is here.
主啊,打开我们的心眼,
Open our inner eyes.
开我们的耳朵,
Open our ears.
让我们听见主你自己的话,
Permit for us to hear your very words.
让我们明白主你自己的心肠,
and that we might be able to understand your desire.
求主向我们施怜悯,
Have mercy upon us, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷,
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 我们刚才所读的那段的圣经,
In the passage of scripture that we just read,
是神向, 在啟示錄的裏面向七個教會所寫的那幾封的書信中間的一段。
It is the revelation given by God to the seven churches. This is one of the letters that's written to the seven churches.
呢一封信係俾一個教會叫做推雅推拉嘅教會。
This letter was written specifically to the church in Thyatira.
而且呢，佢係向呢個推雅推拉教會嘅使者嚟提出。
Specifically, it is written to the angel of the church at Thyatira.
好似我哋以前读过嘅神向以弗所嘅教会嘅使者讲说话一样。
Just as in the past we have studied and saw how God spoke to the angel of the church at Ephesus.
呢一度神同样嘅提到咁样样嘅话。
Here in this particular letter, God mentions a similar matters.
就喺第二十节嗰度，佢话有一件事我要责备你。
And this is recorded in verse 20. Specifically, it says, "But I have this against you."
我曾经同弟兄姊妹提过，中文嗰度话要责备呢个字系讲得好客气嘅。
As I have shared in the past, the Chinese translation of being against you, that particular character, is stated in a very polite way.
但是在英文其他的翻译里面，那句说话呢，就是很不简单。
But in other translations, whether it's in English or other translations, the word has much more strength.
他说我要反对你。
Because in this essence, it says, I'm against you, or I oppose you.
神反对这件事情。
That God is in opposition to this one particular thing.
就不是说，哎呀，我不赞成这件事，或者我不想你做这件事。
It's not just
so简单。
It's not so simple to say, well, I don't really agree, or I really would prefer for you not to be involved with this matter.
而这一件的事中文也是翻一件事情，但是其他的英文的翻译也都翻译到那些的事情。
Now, in the Chinese translation, it explicitly states that God is in opposition to this one thing. In other translations, it's implied that it's talking about one specific matter.
所以在中文的翻译的里面呢，有一些是很准确的，就是讲那件事情。
So if you read the Chinese translation, it varies. On one hand, it is very specific because it tells you that God is against one thing.
咁呢个系好对嘅，但系佢跟住又好客气咁话：我闹你噶呢样嘢咁样。
So that is correct. It is written in the correct spirit. But then it follows by saying that God is prefer not or would rather not have this.To rebuke the church. So that is not as strong as it should be.
其实真正在那个意思就是说，那一件唯一那一件事情，神非常非常的不愿意在他们中间来发生。
But the bottom line is that this one particular matter that is evident amongst them is something that God is totally in opposition to.
他说这一件事是讲什么呢？他说这一件事是我要反对你的，你就是说你容让那个自称是先知的妇人耶洗别他所做的一切的事情。
And so what is this matter that God is referring to? And so we read from the text that God has this in opposition, which is that they are tolerating the woman Jezebel who calls herself a prophetess and she's teaching and leading people astray.
Now,推亚推拉的教会，他们是在启示录的里面是被神来责备的一个教会。
Now, the church at Thyatira is admonished by God.
而且是受责备得最厉害的一个。
And in fact, the judgment actually is one of the heaviest that's laid out in the seven letters to the seven churches.
不似得呢，以弗所的教会神都是责备他们。
In in direct contrast to the church at Ephesus, God also admonished them.
以弗所的教会神就说,
and it was an admonishment to say that the church at Ephesus had left their first love.
但是推亚推拉的教会呢,他们做了一件什么事情,神要责备他们呢?
But for the church at Thyatira, what is it that they have done that caused this admonition from God?
就是说他们将主的见证代表错了。
What they have done is they have replaced the testimony of the Lord to misrepresent it. And have led people astray.
所以神说,
and so God says explicitly that He is in total opposition to this.
今天教会在这里,这个推拿推拿的教会,他们容让一些不是神的事情放在教会的中间。
The church at Thyatira has permitted or has tolerated for those matters which are not of God to be included into the matters of God. Not only that these things are not of God, but these things are opposed by God. It says here specifically that there is someone there who proclaims themselves to be a prophetess. Her name is Jezebel.
耶洗别是不是在当时的推拿推拉里面的一个人?
I don't know if that individual specifically was living at that specific point in time in the church of Thyatira.
但是在旧约的圣经里面，我们看到这个耶洗别是一个怎样的人?
But we see Jezebel as described in the Old Testament. What was that description?
弟兄姊妹，如果你回家，你慢慢去看的时候，你看列王记。 列王记上,由16章一直看到21章,你就看到这个人,这个耶洗别。
If brothers and sisters take the time when you return home, you can read through from 1 Kings, from chapter 16 through chapter 20. You will see this individual mentioned.
耶洗别是阿哈,这个以色列王的妻子来。
Now, Jezebel was actually the queen of the king of Israel at that time.
而这个女人是从西顿在外邦地娶了她回来。
She was a Gentile that was brought into the kingdom.
这个女人引诱以色列人。
And so this individual was a temptress for the nation of Israel.
去叫他们去敬拜巴力,就是外邦的神。
And caused them to worship idols.
不单止去拜外邦的神,
not only just to worship this false God, an idol, but also to be in opposition to God Jehovah. And when going further to kill the prophets of God. And in totality, the things that she had done brought forth one particular conclusion.
就是将神换了,
and that was to change the place of God in the people's heart.
将本来不是属神的,用来来敬拜。
It is actually to replace the place of God in people's heart, so that those things which are not of God have now taken the place of God in the people's heart.
在启示录这里,我不知道是不是讲有一个人是这样的名字的人。
So in Revelation, here in the specific reference, I'm not quite sure if this is pointing to specifically an individual by that name who was alive at that time.
但是这个耶洗别的灵, 却是在当时那个教会里面。
But nevertheless, the spirit of Jezebel was present in that particular church.
读圣经的人都这么说推雅推拉教会那段的时期,或者这个教会是代表着天主教。
Many scholars interpret the Bible to say that the time of the church of Thyatira represents the influence of the Catholic faith.
都不是influence, 直情是在那时候他们就专
Actually, it's more than just the influence, but rather that it's saying the Church of God has now taken on the teachings of the Catholic faith as the teaching, primary teaching.
大家都知道这个罗马天主教他们的问题在哪里？
The Roman Catholics, do we brothers and sisters understand where their shortcoming is?
最大的问题他们就说第一就是与世界联合。
The first is that there are shortcomings. The first being that they have aligned themselves with the world.
第一就是拜偶像。
The second problem or shortcoming is that they have now they espouse idol worship.
第一，佢哋同呢个政治、呢个世界、金钱联合喺埋一齐。
First and foremost.
Let's turn our Bibles open to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章, 我们由第18节开始读。
Revelation chapter 2 will begin with verse 18.
18节，佢哋话你要写信给推雅推拉教会的使者，说那眼目如火焰，脚像光明同的神之子说，我知道你的行为、爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，又知道你末后所行的善事比起初所行的更多。然而有一件事我要责备你。 就是你用让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫吃祭偶像之物。我曾给他悔改的机会，他却不肯悔改他的淫行。看啊，我要叫他病卧在床。那些与他行淫的人，若不悔改所行的，我也要叫他们同受大患难。 我又要杀死他的党内叫众教会知道我是那察看人肺腑心肠的，并要照你们的行为报应你们各人。至于你们推亚推拉其余的人，就是一切不从那教训、不晓得他们素常所说、撒旦深奥之理的人，我告诉你们，我不将别的担子放在你们身上，但你们已经有的。
Beginning with verse 18, Revelation chapter 2. And to the angel of the church of Thyatira write, The Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like burnished bronze, says this, I know your deeds, and your love, and faith, and service, and perseverance, and that your deeds of late are greater than at first. But I have this against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and she teaches and leads my bondservants astray, so that they commit acts of immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent, and she does not want to repent of her immorality. Behold, I will cast upon her a bed of sickness, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of her deeds. And I will kill her children with pestilence, and all the churches will know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your deeds. But I say to you, the rest who are in Thyatira, who do not hold this teaching, who have not known the deep things of Satan, as they call them, I place no other burden upon you. Nevertheless, what you have, hold fast until I come. We'll end our scriptural reading for now here. Once again, let's come together in a word of prayer. We thank you, Lord, for once again you have gathered us together before you. May you speak to us through the Holy Spirit that is here. Open our inner eyes. Open our ears. Permit for us to hear your very words. And that we might be able to understand your desire. Have mercy upon us, Lord. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
In the passage of Scripture that we just read,
在启示录的里面向七个教会所写的那几封的书信中间的一段。
It is the revelation given by God to the seven churches. This is one of the letters that's written to the seven churches.
这一封信是给一个教会叫做推雅推拉的教会。
This letter was written specifically to the church in Thyatira.
而且呢，佢系向呢个推雅推拉教会嘅使者嚟提出一切嘅话。
Specifically, it is written to the angel of the church at Thyatira.
好似我哋以前读过嘅神向以弗所嘅教会嘅使者讲说话一样。
Just as we, in the past, we have studied and saw how God spoke to the angel of the church at Ephesus.
这一度神同样的提到这样样的话。
Here, in this particular letter, God mentions a similar matters.
就在第二十节那里，他说，有一件事我要责备你。
And this is recorded in verse 20. Specifically, it says, But I have this against you.
我曾经同弟兄姊妹提过，中文嗰度话要责备呢个字系讲得好客气嘅。
As I have shared in the past, the Chinese translation of being against you, that particular character, is stated in a very polite way.
但系喺英文其他嘅翻译嘅里边。那句说话呢就是很不简单。
But in other translations, whether it's in English or other translations, the word has much more strength.
他说我要反对你。
Because in this essence it says, I want to, I'm against you or I oppose you.
神反对这件事情。
That God is in opposition to this one particular thing.
就唔系话，哎呀，我唔赞成呢样嘢，或者我唔想你做呢样嘢。
It's not just
冇咁简单啦。
It's not so simple to say, well, I don't really agree, or I really would prefer for you not to be involved with this matter.
而呢一件嘅事啊，中文亦都系翻一件事情，但系其他嘅英文嘅翻译亦都翻译到话。
Now, in the Chinese translation, it explicitly states that God is in opposition to this one thing. In other translations, it's implied that it's talking about one specific matter.
So, in the Chinese translation, there are some very accurate things that are talking about that.
So, if you read the Chinese translation, it varies. On one hand, it is very specific because it tells you that God is against one thing.
咁呢个系好对嘅，但系佢跟住又好客气咁话，我闹你噶呢样嘢咁样。
So that is correct. It is written in the correct spirit, but then it follows by saying that God is prefer not or would rather not have this to rebuke the church. So that is not as strong as it should be.
其实真正在那个意思就是说那一件唯一那一件事情神非常非常的不愿意在他们中间来发生。
But the bottom line is that this one particular matter that is evident amongst them is something that God is totally in opposition to.
他说这一件事是讲什么呢 他说这一件事是我要反对你的你就是说你容让那个自称是先知的妇人耶洗别他所做的一切的事情。
And so what is this matter that God is referring to? And so we read from the text that God has this in opposition, which is that they are tolerating the woman Jezebel who calls herself a prophetess and she's teaching and leading people astray.
推雅推拉的教会他们是在启示录里面是被神来责备的一个教会。
Now, the church at Thyatira, is admonished by God. And in fact, the judgment actually is one of the heaviest that's laid out in the seven letters to the seven churches.
不像以弗所的教会神都是责备他们。
In direct contrast to the church at Ephesus, God also admonished them.
以弗所的教会神就说,你失离去了起初的爱心。
And it was an admonishment to say that the church at Ephesus had left their first love.
但是推亚推拉的教会呢,他们做了一件什么事情,神要责备他们呢?
But for the church at Thyatira, what is it that they have done that caused this admonition from God?
就是说他们将主的见证代表错了。
What they have done is they have replaced the testimony of the Lord to misrepresent it.
将人带入去错误的里面,
and have led people astray.
所以神说,那件事我要绝对地反对你。
And so God says explicitly that he is in total opposition to this.
今天教会在这里,这个推拉推拉的教会,他们容让一些不是神的事情放在教会的中间。
The church at Thyatira has permitted or has tolerated for those matters which are not of God to be included into the matters of God.
而那些仍是神所不容许的。
Not only that these things are not of God, but these things are opposed by God. It says here specifically that there is someone there who proclaims themselves to be a prophetess. Her name is Jezebel.
我不知道这个耶洗别是不是在当时的推亚推拉里面的一个人。
I don't know if that individual specifically was living at that specific point in time in the church of Thyatira.
但是在旧约的圣经里面,我们看到这个耶洗别是一个怎样的人。
But we see Jezebel as described in the Old Testament. What was that description?
弟兄姊妹,如果你回去,你慢慢地看,看的时候,你看列王记,列王记上,由16章一直看到21章,那就看到这个人,这个耶洗别。
If, brothers and sisters, take the time when you return home, you can read through from 1 Kings, from chapter 16 through chapter 20. You will see this individual mentioned.
耶洗别是阿哈,这个以色列王的妻子来。
Now, Jezebel was actually the queen of the king of Israel at that time.
而这个女人是从西顿在外邦地娶了她回来。
She was a Gentile that was brought into the kingdom.
啊, 这个女人引诱以色列人。
And so this individual was a temptress for the nation of Israel.
去叫他们去敬拜巴力,就是外邦的神。
And caused them to worship idols.
不单止去拜外邦的神,还反对耶和华神。
Not only just to worship this false god, an idol, but also to be in opposition to God Jehovah.
又杀害耶和华神的先知。
And when going further to kill the prophets of God.
他所做的一切的事情引出来一个结果呢?
And in totality, the things that she had done brought forth one particular conclusion.
就是将神换了,
and that was to change the place of God in the people's heart.
将本来不是属神的用来敬拜。
It is actually to replace the place of God in people's heart so that those things which are not of God have now taken the place of God in the people's heart.
在启示录这里,我不知道是不是讲有一个人是这样的名字的人。
So in Revelation, here in the specific reference, I'm not quite sure if this is pointing to specifically an individual by that name who was alive at that time.
但是这个耶洗别的灵, 却是在当时那个教会里面。
But nevertheless, the spirit of Jezebel was present in that particular church.
读圣经的人都这么说,推亚推拉教会那段的时期,或者这个教会是代表着天主教。
Many scholars interpret the Bible to say that the time of the church of Thyatira represents the influence of the Catholic faith.
都唔係 influence 直情係喺嗰陣時候，佢哋就轉變咗係羅馬天主教。
Actually, it's more than just the influence, but rather that it's saying the Church of God has now taken on the teachings of the Catholic faith as the teaching, primary teaching.
大家都知道呢個羅馬天主教佢哋嘅問題喺邊度？
The Roman Catholics, do we brothers and sisters understand where their shortcoming is?
最大嘅問題，佢哋就話，第一就係與世界聯合。
The first is that their shortcomings. The first being that they have aligned themselves with the world.
第二就係拜偶像。
The second problem or shortcoming is that they have now they espouse idol worship.
第一，佢哋同呢個政治、呢個世界、金錢。
First and foremost,